Shots fired. It's the news again, according to me. Again, shots fired. Again, it's the news, according to me. Well, yeah. Here we go. It is Monday morning. I guess I don't know. Volume turned on. I couldn't hear myself. I guess, could you hear me? I don't know. It's Monday, April 27th, 8:04 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's not going to be a very long show today. We'll get right into this whole thing. Got a few things to talk about. We'll get right into it. Yeah, it's 2026. Another attempt on the president, this morning, and that's what we're going to be talking about for a short period of time. It's going to be a short show. It's going to be shorty. Let's go shorty shows. That's what it's going to be. Anyway, the... goodness. I have some chai with Cinnabon creamer. My backup cup. It's not really so much what's in my backup cup as what the cup is itself. It's this morning the story is about what's in my cup. Or not, it's not what's in my cup. I'll back up here. The story is not about what's in my cup. It's what is my cup. I have the last of my sweet peach tea. I'll be making some more of that today, I hope. And then we got sugar over the weekend. Got a big truck pulled in with a big load of sugar. If not, I can make another gallon. I have these little plastic cups that have little covers on. They're kind of like they're almost like a Starbucks cup. Sometimes you get the cups with a little cover on the top that actually has a sippy cup. It's like a sippy cup. I call it a sippy cup. It's actually got a hole. There's a mess with it. It's works pretty slick. It's a clear plastic cup, and it's just for the summertime. I've ordered 100 of them. I can put them on the boat, put them in the camper. I can just that way you've just got a little. You've always got a little covered cup you can use it to take with you. Because I went to church last week, a couple weeks ago, and I left my yesterday too. But we didn't. There's one church we go to on Sundays when I'm home, but. And I left my Jeep cup that I bought. I think we got them at Bucky's, I think, or some. I can't remember where we got them. I think we got them at Amazon. I don't know. My wife got them. I'm not sure where she got them. And the little Jeep cup, she got two of them. And it's a nice cup. It's got insulation. It's got a little covered, it's got a little slide thing on the top for the closing your thing and all that. And I left it in the church afterwards. Walked out, got in the car. I was like, she goes, didn't you have a drink? I was like, yeah. Aren't you supposed to keep track of that for me? And so I ran back inside, got it. It was still there at the chair. There's two services, so it's kind of a, I think we were in the second service that day, so you never know when they're going to start cleaning stuff up. So we're going to snag that cup. You know how those church people are. Oh, look, God just blessed me with a new cup. That's kind of the way people are. Anyway, they probably would have just put it in lost and found. Yeah, so I went back and got it. It was still there in my seat. That was good. Anyway, I'm going to talk about this stuff a little bit, about what's going on, because this is just ridiculous. And the rhetoric is you got, these people are psychotic. I don't have any other way to explain it. So we'll talk about it right after this. It's the news. According to me, oh, it's the news. According to me, it's the news. It's the news. According to me, oh, it's the news. It's the news. It's the news. Yeah. According to me, not you. It's the news. It's the news. According to me. According to me, it's the news. That's the name of the show. It's right there in the name. According to me. All right, so here we are. We're going to ease into this. These people are psycho. They are psychotic, psychosis, whatever you want to call it. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm certainly not a psychologist. But I do watch a lot of YouTube stuff. And I got a microphone. I've put together some audio this morning. Some of it's courtesy of Sky News Australia and some other places. It's just to give you some example here, because every time something like this happens, and it's sad to say that every time, I have to say every time because there's been so many times. It's like, what is this, like the fourth attempt now? To try to kill a president, I mean, like a formal attempt. These people are insane with rage. And I'm here to tell you, I don't hear this coming from the right. I hear this coming from the left. In fact, I had to go back. I've heard a commentator talk about some. Well, okay, so there's stuff on both sides. He acknowledged that there was three or four what were being called right-wing attacks. Two of which were not politically motivated. I'd never heard of them. I hadn't even heard about them. Only one of them that I had actually really followed or heard about it much at all. The other one I hadn't. Oh, that's just because you don't listen to the right news. I listen to everything. I listen to all kinds of news. So you don't have to. And I'm telling you, two of them were not politically motivated. It was just a psychotic psycho who happened to be a Republican, they think. Now, keep in mind, every time somebody does something, they initially say, oh, it has to be a right-wing. Somebody tries to kill the president. Oh, it was one of his own. It was one of his own. That only happens on the right. It's only the right side that's violent like this. Couldn't have possibly been a left-winger. We're not like that. They're calling for this stuff all day long. Hakeem Jeffries was standing in front of the sign that said warfare, constantly war, giving this announcement. Here again, this Hakeem Jeffries is a extremely low IQ individual. I don't know how else to, I think the president actually might have referred to him as that. It astounds me the level of stupidity. And I don't like saying that about people, especially in people in government. I don't like saying it. But there are some really stupid people in government, unfortunately. And I just have to call it out when it is. I don't like the fact that there are people like that. These are our nation's finest, leading the nation. That they're not. They're not leading the nation, and they're not our finest. These people don't know what leadership is, first of all. Secondly, we don't really need leaders. What we need is protectors and defenders. They don't take an oath to lead the nation. They take an oath to swear. They swear to uphold and defend. They're our representatives to defend us. We are the leaders. It's for and by the people. We just send them to Washington to represent us so we don't have to, so we can stay here and be productive and raise our families. Not be told what to do and be, you know, have mom and dad up there in the White House telling us how we're supposed to live our lives. That's not their position, that's not their place. But that's what they do all the time. And the Democrats are over the top with that attitude. It is downright pathetic. Anyway, so Jeffries. We'll get into that a little bit later. I've got this audio thing here I want to play. Very interesting stuff. But the rhetoric on the right, or on the left, against the right is just, it's off the charts. I don't know any other way to describe it. They, for years, they just continually, with anything to do with Donald Trump. In fact, I just happened to think of this. I wish I had some clips to show you, but the governor's race in California, Katie, I can't believe she's still even on the ticket. She was the one who was caught chewing out her assistant or something, who was yelling at her and all kinds of stuff behind, happened to go on, it made it on, he got out somehow, it was on Twitter or whatever it was. It was released. Well, I apologize. I apologize to that person. It doesn't change Yeah, that's fine. I'm glad you did. She deserved an apology, but it doesn't change who you are. It doesn't change your character. It's just we got to get a little behind the scenes look at the way you are. It wasn't the first time she'd done it. There were several other clips of her doing. So you know it wasn't just didn't happen two times. She's like this all the time. It just happened to be caught doing it that time. You know, in the nation's psyche, for some reason, we just think, well, it was just that one time. No, that was the one time that you know about. That's the kind of person she is. And you want her to be governor. Or she wants to be governor, I should say. Every time there was an answer, every time there was something with, you know, how's the homeless situation? How's Gavin Newsom doing on homelessness? Well, I think he's got an A-plus on effort. I think that was $12 billion Gavin Newsom spent on homelessness, and it's worse now than it was. Of course, he'll wave his hands and yak and talk and say why it's not fixed. Well, it's just Trump. It's just Trump. It's just Trump economy. The California's economy has very little to do with what happens in the nation in the White House. California's economy, the taxes there are almost, it's ridiculous. Cost of living there is absolutely ridiculous. And this idea that Gavin Newsom has done a good job, here's the problem with that. They're looking for Gavin Newsom's endorsement. That's what they're looking for. They're all trying to, until somebody gets his endorsement, then they'll start coming out against Gavin Newsom. You watch what they do. But their answer, every time there was an answer, what's your solution to the homeless situation? Well, we got to fight Trump. Got to fight Trump. It's Trump. This is Trump economy. Trump. It always involved fighting Trump. Because that's what they're running on. They're running on. I'm the one who's want to fight back on Trump. Well, how are you going to defeat, exactly, what are you going to do to defeat Trump? Well, we got to fight. Fight. Okay, what does that mean exactly? How are you, you know, the reporter, you know, whoever was doing the interview thing would ask him a question, and then, of course, they wouldn't follow up on anything. But it's just a very bizarre, weird debate, because it seemed like anytime there was anything challenging, it was always, go after Trump. I'm going to fight Trump. I'm going to be the one. No, I'm going to fight Trump more. I'm going to. They would argue with each other on who's going to fight back on, who's going to push back on Trump the most. Who hates Trump the most? There's going to be a little hate Trump meter over everybody's head, and just see how high that little meter would go. And whoever has the highest hate Trump meter is the winner of the debate. That's who's going to be our next governor, because you hate Trump enough. No, you don't hate Trump enough. I'm going to vote over the next guy. That's what it's all about. That's all they're running on. Look at me. Look how much I hate Trump. I want to punch him in the face. That's all they have. They're not running on anything else. All right. So here's some audio of some folks that I think will explain it more than anything. And we're going to talk about this a little bit. And then there's a little montage at the end of this with all the Democrats, all the things that they've said over the years. And they act like this is not their fault. No, they're not their fault. Stuff happens. This is this first guy. I think this first guy's a, or maybe it's a girl. I think it's a lady. She's some kind of celebrity on Kiss FM or something. Kiss FM is a radio conglomerate, I guess, nationwide. I think, or maybe it's just Australia. I don't know whether this is, I'm not sure. I think it's all over the place. I think Kiss FM is all over the place. It's kind of a pop music type thing. Apparently this lady is a DJ or something. I don't know. She's some kind of celebrity on the show, kind of character on that broadcast system, whatever they do. Anyway, here she is. This is her talking. Let's see what she has to say. I don't know why it's not playing.
Our First Lady Melania is here.
No. Look at this. This is, sorry for the audio quality. This is Jimmy Kimmel to Jimmy Kimmel, in my opinion, making one of the most disgusting comments he's ever made. And he's made some pretty bad ones. And this is, personally, I think this is absolutely probably one of the worst things you could say in a moment like this. But this is Jimmy Kimmel for you.
Our First Lady Melania is here. Look at Melania, so beautiful. Mrs. Trump, you have a glow like an expectant widow.
What bothers me more
Americans,
is that people laughing.
When are you going to do it?
This is,
why isn't it already done?
This is the lady who is apparently, I think this is on, whatever it's called, The, can I find this? Maybe it's be back here somewhere. Abby Chatfield, I think is her name. Abby Chatfield. That's who she is.
Every day there's another happening, right? Awful for your country. Awful, right? Why don't we redirect this energy to something else? You know? There's all these incels that are going, oh my, so they go and do. You know what would actually make people respect you a little bit and make people want to you? Is if you did it. Is if you did it. You get heaps of fan mail.
What she's talking about is the assassination of the president. Well, why can't you just do it? You just go do it. Americans, why haven't you done it yet? You forget that he was elected by a vast number of people who supported this guy. And there are people who actually have come over to the side quite a bit, actually. I think who will. And we'll talk about this a little bit more. I don't have a whole lot of time to talk on the show over here.
Just do it.
I wake up each morning hoping
this is
he has died.
This is a school teacher. This guy's a school teacher. And, this is the kind of people we're dealing with here. Listen to this is psychosis. This guy needs help. Okay, he's got this. Donald Trump is in his head. He's got this. He's psychotic.
As if he did it.
Here he is. This is
him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just do it.
Yeah.
I wake up each morning hoping he has died. I go to bed each night hoping by the time I get up in the morning, he has died. I'm fully convinced that we can't even begin to start fixing any of our problems until he has died.
First of all, there's this dramatic music in the background. I'm not sure who put this out. I know he put it out on his own Twitter or whatever he put it out on. This is his own social media thing. This guy did this. Somebody didn't just record him saying this. This is him putting it out there on social media. I assume he put the background music in. Now, think about the psychology of an individual who does something, who says something like this. Every night he goes to bed hoping this guy is going to die. Every morning he wakes up hoping he has died. You think that this is a normal, healthy individual? We can't solve any of our problems until he's dead. Now, I want you to just hold that thought there for a moment. Think about that kind of activity, that kind of mental stability. And we're gonna listen to another one. In just a minute.
Why can none of you aim?
This is a gal.
Across a grassy knoll in the back of a moving car. We were real Americans.
She's talking about the assassination of John F. Kennedy. We were real Americans when we could hit somebody in the back of a car, moving car. You people can't, you don't know, why can't anybody hit this guy?
Stop pulling the trigger unless you have the shot.
Is this normal behavior? Is this the sign of a healthy individual? I think not. These people are psychotic. They are literally have been driven insane. All of the things that are wrong with the world have somehow they've placed on the head of Donald Trump. all their problems, all their issues, everything in the world would be so much better if just Donald Trump would go away. Now, you don't understand. They're not just mad at Donald Trump. They're mad at the people who voted for him. These are the people who would have us all in gulags if we don't agree with what their political stance is. Hassan Piker, especially. If he was in charge, half the nation would be in a gulag. I guarantee you, or you'd be slaughtered, one of the two. That's just the way the guy is. He's calling for violence and all kinds of weird stuff. Nobody on the left is stopping the guy. Nobody. They're realizing they've got a problem. But the toothpaste is out of the tube. This guy's out there, and they're driving people further that direction because nobody's standing in the way. Because he's anti-Trump, we got to keep him out there. What are we going to say about the guy? We can't say anything about the guy. My understanding is he's Chunk Uyghur's nephew, I think, or something. So he's obviously he wears $1,000 outfits. It's ridiculous. Here's a montage of what the left has said over the years. And why is this thing a whole minute long? I guess this is a pretty long part of it, but it's
real American.
Yeah. Anyways, we were real Americans because we could assassinate a president.
Pulling the trigger. Have the shot.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is
MSNBC.
A dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck? The
biggest terror threat in this country is white men. Most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Yeah, right.
Punch
right, Joe.
Some people in the face.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
I don't know why my recording is a minute long when it's actually only, or it's 56 minutes. Why is it? Why did it record so long? I don't understand that at all. That's kind of weird. I was only supposed to record the little section I had done there. I don't know why the whole thing. Anyway, I'm going to get rid of that. We're just going to move that to the trash because it's taking up too much of my space. So here we are. We have this kind of stuff going on. Now, keep in mind, the left has this idea that if they keep propagating this rhetoric constantly going with it. Now, they'll let up on it for about 24 hours, which is almost, it's been 24 hours now, almost essentially for them. You'll see the rhetoric start to happen again. And they always come out with this whole thing of, well, there's plenty of violence on the left and the right. They both have to tamp down the violence on the left and the right. There's violence on the right. Because their whole idea, their whole thing is that it's the right that's violent. We're the violent ones. They're on the right. That's their whole narrative. So they have to keep that going while all the violence happens from the left. The violent things that I've tried to look into this, I cannot find stuff that's been politically violent other than a couple of incidents where it's kind of questionable. It's whether or not there was a right-wing motivation to it. There was actually more personal involvement in what was going on. In fact, one of the things that was blamed on a right-wing person was it was more of a left-wing individual. I don't understand how they pulled this off, that they managed to call it a right-wing thing. I just still don't see that. And every time something does happen where it's perceived to be a right-wing individual who does something, some kind of act of violence or something, whatever it happens, the politicians on the right trip over themselves to condemn it. And it does not happen on the left. You do not hear that. They don't dare step forward and say anything because they know that they will be ostracized by the leadership of the Democrat Party. all comes down to funding. They're going to lose their funding. They're going to lose their PAC group. Whatever it is, they have to stay lockstep with them or they will be cast out. This is why folks on the left, I'm surprised Tulsi Gabbard was able to do what she did. She actually stepped off into being an independent before she joined the Republican movement and became a part of this White House. And what's interesting about this whole thing with Tulsi was that she realized what she was up against. She stepped out a little bit, and all of a sudden she was being under surveillance. She realized right away who the enemy was here. These people are the ones who are the totalitarians. These are the ones who were. They want a police state. And she recognized the evilness that was Hillary Clinton right away. In the midst of that whole thing, she was the only one who kind of stepped out of line during the debates, and she was ostracized right away. And of course, all of a sudden, she became a Russian operative, according to Hillary Clinton. That whole machine started to crank up against her. She recognized what was going on. Next thing you know, I'm an independent. And then within a couple months, she became now, I have more respect for that than I do somebody switching sides altogether. So you were there, and all of a sudden, just one, in one flip of the switch, and all of a sudden you're a Republican. However, I get it. You can't just you have to be. There's probably a lot of trepidation on a lot of the people on the left, and they just don't talk about it because they don't dare. They don't know who to talk to about it because it gets back to people. You say something about, I'm not sure about what the party's doing here. Hey, so-and-so is questioning the party. We probably should oust them. We should probably get them involved in a scam of some sort. And a lot of them do have dirt on them, and they know it. That's the whole other issue. That's the way this stuff works. That's what Epstein did the entire time. He was a curator of all the dirt on people. He would lure them into certain situations and circumstances, and then they would use that against them so they could control them. This happens all the time. And in Washington, it is pervasive. They get dirt on someone or fabricate dirt on someone, like they did with. They tried to do it to Trump, flat out to his face in the Oval Office. This is James Comey going into the Oval Office and reading off some of the things that were in the dossier that was paid for. That was all made up by Hillary Clinton. She paid for it. Her campaign paid for it. She didn't write the check out herself. James Comey walks into the Oval Office with the president, and he starts talking about how, we have this. I just want you to know this kind of information is out. According to James Comey, this is what he said. He said, I just want you to know this kind of information is out there. Well, what do you mean by that? You mean people are making up false allegations? You mean people are, what are you talking about? Or are you talking about you have that information and you're going to do something with it if I don't behave, if I don't play ball with you guys, if I step out of line? Trump wasn't having it. I'm not sure Trump recognized it at the moment. But I think he sat there and thought about it after Comey left and said, this guy needs to go. This FBI is... Now, I don't think he realized the depth of the corruption that was in the FBI at the time, in the management of the FBI. And I think he ended up discovering that as time went on, this whole operation, the whole thing where they were spying on Trump. I think that whole thing was just, and it was all based on the dossier and everything that the FBI had done. It was all based on that. And lies that the certain, FBI agents went to the FISA court, everything that they were doing behind the scenes, saying yes when they should have said no, or no when they should have said yes, whatever it was. And it was I'm drinking a lot this morning. Yeah. crazy stuff. It's just, it's crazy stuff. And it's, I think that it's being routed out at this time now at the, under this administration. And it's just, it, that's, I think that has been tamped down some, to some degree. I don't necessarily agree with some of the people who are in charge of some things. Cash Patel has never been a, he's never been one I've been, had a whole lot of respect for. I don't think I've ever talked about him much on the show here, but I knew that when he was going through the whole thing with the, during the investigation and the whole thing with the honeypot that went after him and some whatever was going on with him during the Trump investigation stuff and some of the things that were happening behind the scenes, he always had this, he was interviewed several times and he kind of became popular during that time. I don't see him as a brilliant individual. Maybe he's very smart. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't. I think he's beyond his skis on what he's doing. But that's just my opinion. Dan Bongino, again, great. I appreciate his service to the country. Appreciate his ability to do what he did with you know being a Secret Service agent and all this stuff. I think he had great integrity as an agent. However, he had no business being in the FBI. He should have stayed to the podcast thing. And I don't even think of him that highly as a podcaster. He's kind of taken Rush Limbaugh's place, and I really don't, in terms of time slots, I mean, where he was anyway. And I just, I hardly ever listened to him as a podcaster. I just hardly ever listened to him. He was just not my style. Not somebody I had a whole lot of listenership respect for. Maybe one of these days I'll go through an entire list of all these people on the right and just tell you what I think about them. Just to give you my opinion. Just not that it matters. They're still going to be who they are. But you know, this is a, it's a show about my opinion, about the news. It's about the news according to me. That's what. Anyway, that's kind of what's happening. We'll take a quick break here. Let's just do this. Let's do this right now. Let's see. Oh, that's loud.
Seven, four. But wait, there's more. 651. We're almost done. 76 and 85. Text that number. It's alive. Text that number. Call that number. Don't be a loser.
Well, that was quick. We had Yeah, call a number. You can call or text 574-651-7685. You can also go to google.com/voice and you can type that number in and you can also send me a message. And maybe I'll respond. Maybe I won't. Or maybe just all the spammers out there can get that number and send me all kinds of junk stuff. That's always fun too. Anyway, where's my cat? Cat is peeking her. She's peeking around the corner here. She wants a little patty pat. I have to give her a little patty pat. She comes in and says, hey, here I am. Look at me. Look how cute I am. A little petty pad. Anyway, where was I going with that? So tomorrow's show, Technical Tuesday, some interesting things have happened. Not as much as happened in the last week with AI, but there are some things I want to talk about with AI. And what's happening with technology, some of the things that are happening with regard to, what else is there? There's all kinds of interesting things happening around the world, really, but among the big names in AI and technology. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, where things are going. The future, I guess, the future of where AI is going, I think it's going to be an interesting culmination of things. We'll talk about that a little bit on tomorrow's show. I typically talk about AI a lot just because it's kind of the up-and-coming technology. But it's there you go. So there's that. And then, I guess I usually have a little ditty thing I do before I go out the door here, but that's not what we're going to do today. We're going to just close the show down. We have, that's about it. That's about all I've got for the day. Got the great week ahead of us. 5 days, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday. And, you know, then we start Sunday again. We'll start it all over again. Anyway, so tomorrow's show, that's kind of what we're going to be talking about. Again, I was going to say something else. Can't remember what it was. I didn't even get through my cup, and it's still hot already. Still nice and hot. Anyway, the yeah, hang in there, folks. The left is just as crazy as ever. I'm sure there'll be more about them tomorrow. This drummer, what's the band just going crazy this morning here? Let's just listen to it for just a second, huh? Shall we? There you go. Let's teach that guy how to play guitar. Anyway, so here we are. We have a great week ahead of us. Folks, thanks for listening. God bless. Take care. And in the meantime, I will see you.